You're listening to the Living Beyond Broken podcast. If your life or the life of a loved one has been touched by divorce, mistreatment, addiction, or abuse, you may feel broken, even broken beyond repair. Carolyn Calton, a Christ-centered, self-worth, and relationship revitalization educator and coach, will help you find purpose as today's changemaker, chainbreaker, so you can turn stress, anxious thinking, anger, and dysfunction to hope, direction, happiness, and peace. Now, here's your host, Carolyn Calton.
Greetings. Every year on January 1st, it's my delight to wish a very happy new year to sincere, determined men and women who do not give up on creating positive change in themselves, their families, and family lines. We want to stop perpetuating destructive behaviors and increase those that are beneficial to happiness in our relationships. These are the people I call today's change maker, chain breakers. Maybe that's you. As today's change maker, chain breakers, we can look forward to a lot of joy in this new year. As we follow our guiding purposes, we empower ourselves to create positive change. For today's changemaker chainbreakers everywhere, I hope you'll stay true to our guiding purposes, which are to 1. Glean wisdom from the past rather than stay stuck in it. 2. Be happy and live a purpose-filled life as today's changemaker chainbreaker. 3. Prepare courageously and confidently for the future, come what may. This wonderful reminder from Jeffrey R. Holland is a perfect fit for the first guiding purpose of gleaning wisdom from the past rather than staying stuck in it. He says, quote, "As a new year begins and we try to benefit from a proper view of what has gone before, I plead with you not to dwell on days now gone, nor yearn vainly for yesterdays, however good those days may have been. The past is to be learned from, but not lived in. We look back to claim the embers from glowing experiences, but not the ashes. When we have learned what we need to learn and have brought with us the best we have experienced, then we look ahead and remember that faith is always pointed to the future. Faith always has to do with blessings and truths and events that will yet be efficacious in our lives." So a more theological way to talk about Lot's wife is to say that she did not have faith. She doubted the Lord's ability to give her something better than she already had. Apparently, she thought that nothing that lay ahead could possibly be as good as what she was leaving behind. To yearn to go back to a world that cannot be lived in now, to be perennially dissatisfied with present circumstances and have only dismal views of the future, and to miss the here and now and tomorrow because we are so trapped in the there and then and yesterday, are some of the sins of Lot's wife, end quote. The story of Lot's wife is found in the Bible, and we can find many things that help us in our relationships or our understanding of God or the things that we need to do or have gone wrong with our fellow men from reading stories there. Let's embrace our present moments as we elevate our daily life circumstances throughout the year. If you're looking for some guidance and support in this new year, check out the upcoming Renew You classes and Joyful Breakthrough membership circles on my website. To your happiness in this new year, this is Carolyn Calton.
Your ability to bounce back is possible, no matter your past. Carolyn will help you leave behind what's holding you back. Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe. And be sure to check out Carolyn's Renew You classes. You can find contact information, links to her social media, and more at FamilyTreeQuest.com.